observing the daily life of this delightful old southern town.
Oh, here, here. Listen to old Pappy Cranston.
The cross I have to bear. Margot just doesn't understand me.
Oh, I know you too well, my friend.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, you'd be running this hotel for 5 minutes when up would pop a murder or a crime or a mystery, and you'd be off to the races again.
Well, if it's a mystery he wants, he wouldn't have to leave the premises.
Well, what do you mean, Roger?
Oh, forget it.
Now, there you see. One sniff and he's on the trail.
Don't pay any attention to my facetious femme, Roger. What were you referring to?
Oh, it's not very exciting, Lamont. Our mystery is why we can't get the guests to stay at the hotel.
It's not really a mystery, Roger. Why don't you tell them the whole story?
Yes, please do.
Well, as you know, about a month ago, I inherited this place from my uncle.
Yes, I remember.
Since we've taken possession, no guest has ever stayed here more than one night.
What?
I said that no guest has ever stayed more than one night.
Well, why is that, Roger?
Because there's a ghost legend, a jinx on the place. A jinx that's lasted for almost 100 years.
Oh, it's not really a jinx, Roger.
Now, what else would you call it, Adele? We're not making a go of it, are we? There's only one reason for our failure, isn't there?
No, what is this reason?
It's the house itself, the evil reputation that it bears.
Well, I may be a bit dull, but I don't follow you.
Well, this wasn't always a hotel, Margot. It was originally a plantation. 100-odd years ago, it was owned by a family named Branch. During the Civil War, it was used as a hospital by the Confederate forces. It was in that period that the tragic event occurred that has placed a curse on this dwelling down through time to the present day.